Welcome to episode 246 of the Family Podcast Network. Today we're going to talk a little bit about viral jumping moms, pictures and videos, moms who celebrate their kids going back to school. How do we feel about that at the Family Podcast?
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids, and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent, there is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is September the 4th, 2013. Hey, we made it to the middle of the week, guys. Our topic for today is back to school jumping, joy jumping moms. Not cool, parents. It's not cool. Yeah, that's right. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Facebook and viral meme that has been spreading around about parents taking pictures of themselves doing jumping, you know, like jumps or high fives or dancing to the fact that their kids have all gone back to school now. Talk a little bit about what does Family Podcast Network feel about that? What does Trey feel about that? And a little bit of some of the background on that. Before we do that, let's jump into our housekeeping for today. We'll keep it quick, keep it simple. If you guys want to get notified of new shows, make sure that you stay in the know on what show comes out. You can go to thefamilypodcast.com and click on the right-hand side. You can enter your name and email address. When you do that, you will get notified of new episodes that come out when they happen to keep you in the know as quickly as possible. Jump on over there to do that. Make sure you don't miss out on that one episode that you, if you just would have heard. It could have changed everything. Guys, also don't forget you can go over and like us on Facebook. We have a great time over at Facebook. We have some really fun conversations that go on, and we've got some new people that are really getting engaged and involved over there. So it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, that's the place where we talk funny. It's where we talk serious. It's where we talk about articles that are coming out. It's where we say, listen, this is where United States government's overstepping its bounds into parenting. We have a good time over there. We have a lot of fun. We also put some of the funniest dadgum memes you're ever going to find about parenting in that place. So go check us out over to our Facebook site. To get there, you can go to thefamilypodcast.com. Very top left, you'll see a little Facebook icon. Click on that and come join us over there, guys. Also, don't forget to share this episode out on Facebook whenever you get done listening to it. One of the best things you can do is share it out. Guys, also don't forget we do have a blog over at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/blog. My wife writes those. Fantastically done. She is the lady who practices every stinking thing we talk about on this show. I work another 8-hour job until I can get this one to launch and take care of the bills for us. I've got to work a day job. So she's the one practicing the stuff. Go check out how does this stuff really work whenever we put it into application. Guys, also don't forget there's several ways to listen to the Family Podcast Network other than just listening to it online on the website. You can also go to Stitcher.com and download their app and listen to us there. You can also check us out in iTunes or on your Kindle device in the Kindle store. We have places in all those areas that you can listen to us. And then, of course, you can always come to the website, thehumanpodcast.com, and click play on the little bar. Guys, also don't forget to become a PTACR, Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. If you want to support the show and say, Trey, I love what you're doing. We've been listening to you for a long time, and we really want to support what you're doing. Go to PTACR, become a member. You get premium stuff that nobody else gets whenever you do that. Also, guys, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or topic you want to hear, there's a simple and easy way that you can submit those to me. Several of them, as a matter of fact. Go to go to Trey Gibson at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Leave me an email. That's all I'm trying to say. Or you can jump over to thefamilypodcast.com on the right-hand side, ask Trey a question, click that little bad boy, and you'll make sure that you can ask me a question. As long as you have a microphone connected into your computer or with something like a headset, you can leave your questions, comments, thoughts, whatever else you want there. You can always call us at 661-PARENT-0 if you're out and about driving around. You remember a question you want to ask Trey, 661-PARENT-0. Make sure you've got a good connection. And last, guys, you can always check out our contact page or instant messages over on Facebook. All right. With all of the housekeeping out of the way today, let's jump into our topic for back-to-school joy-jumping moms. It's not cool, parents. So I guess my title probably gives my my belief system about this away just a little bit. Yeah, just this week, I saw on just the standard internet, actually not Facebook this time, but I saw a little funny cartoon where they were talking about the four most common dance moves after dropping your kids off school today. And, of course, they had the mom moonwalking, the mom boogieing, the Saturday Night Fever, and the air guitar. And funny little meme. And but it's really kind of marked the upsurgence of just a lot of different memes from a picture of three little kiddos standing there and a mom in the background jumping for joy, and it says first day of school. So one of them said, moms can be so cruel. Funny, but cruel. Another one is four little kiddos standing there from smallest to tallest, and the mom at the side just doing a giant jump for joy. There's also the very popular one that went to today.com of the mom's back-to-school dance where she danced to NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. As she sees her kids get onto the bus, she proceeds to then to dance in joy. And it really kind of got me to thinking about how this has spread and how this has gone viral. And then it's just kind of turned into everybody now taking pictures of themselves doing their little dances and jump for joys as their kids go back to school. So before I get into this, I mean, obviously I've tipped my hand a little bit to what do I believe about this, but I want to issue a disclaimer. I suspect some of you guys were very excited when your kiddos went back to public school, and I want to make sure people know and understand that I completely get that. I do understand. I do understand wanting that we all kind of need that break from our kids. When I say all these things, I'm issuing some disclaimers. I understand that I personally consider it a part of my job that to give my wife, Corey, a break. And I understand that's not always standard in a lot of households. I really do get that. And so I know, let me reword some of this for those of you guys out there listening to this. I know that there's many of you moms out there who and dads out there, single mom and dads, or mom and dads that are married but still feel like they're single, you know, parents, that have a lot of burden that you hold during the day. And so I get that not all of y'all have exceptional support from your husband. Some of y'all have good, some of y'all have great, and some of y'all have poor. And I acknowledge that not everybody is in the situation that we are with how we deal with things. I'm very big about making sure that I offer Corey plenty of time while I take the kids outside to go play, that she can lay down and take a nap or whatever she needs to do. I also understand, or maybe I should say I admit to the fact that I have been in positions where I have wanted to get away from the kids. I don't think that's uncommon for many parents. I think that's I don't want to say natural, but I think it's common. It's a common thing to experience. And guys, I experience it too, and I've experienced it recently. And so the mentality, what I'm trying to say is do not hear anything being judgmental or intentionally judgmental in this. I've been there, and I get it. I understand that feeling and that emotion that sometimes comes up. But I'm going to be real definitive here. We should not be enjoying this. Now, I know that's harsh, and I know that's a steep statement to stake. But we have to remember, God, it's so important that we remember this, that our kids are humans. They're little humans. Now, I'm not saying that our kids are adults. Understand that they are not adults yet. They're still little bitty babies, and I'm not suggesting that you treat your little bitty babies as adults. It's an asinine suggestion, one that does not work well for the parents that I've seen that have tried it. But kids are little humans. And they're little humans that come with real emotions. They have real hurts. They have real feelings. Now, I want you guys to hear me say, agreed. Our job, our kids are not some little powder puff, super fluff, tiny beings that can't take it. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm not suggesting that we raise that. I believe in raising tough little kiddos. It's a very big deal to me. I believe in those strong kids that can take a hit. But I don't believe that showing our kids how ecstatic that you are, or how we are, whenever they leave to go to school for the first day, creates kids that are tough. Now, I'm defaulting back to that statement. I said, guys, I get it. I'm not saying you guys are total butt faces for parents. What I'm saying is, I get it, but showing that kind of thing to your kid is not something I think is going to build him up. I don't think it's cute. Seeing those pictures, it did make me angry at the parents. It broke my heart for the kids. For kids that, by my estimation, the way I see them acting, makes me think that you are ready to do anything to get away from them. I mean, what does that communicate? What does that convey to our kids? I don't think that creates tough ones. Now, again, I want to readdress. I think kids absolutely need to and have the responsibility to be pleasant to be around. I do believe that our kids should absolutely be a pleasure to be around. I think it's the responsibility of every person. That's why I don't believe that there are just certain people that are just grouchier than others. I think it comes down to how we are dealing with our personality, other people's personalities, how we're filtering them and seeing them. And that's what creates grunchiness. Guys, I've been grunchy before too. Don't mishear this. But kids need to be pleasant to be around, and they're responsible to be that. We deserve respect as humans, as mom and dads. We deserve that kind of respect as humans because we're alive, and that's important. But let's be honest, kids aren't always that pleasant. And so we get to a point to where we look forward to being away from them. But I want you to think about it this. My wife, Corey, when she and I were talking about this show, she actually brought up a really good point. And she goes, you know, Trey, when I think about this, I would liken it to what would those parents say if they had a full-time job and they were getting packed up to leave their job at the end of the very last day. And as they were walking out, their boss started doing a joy dance that you were leaving. So grateful, so glad that you were about to finally leave the office and get away from them. How would you take that? How would you feel? And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I am putting it into perspective. I cannot imagine that that wouldn't hurt in some way. So with that being said, kids being pleasant to and for us is absolutely something that we deserve. But I want to ask you this. Where do you think they got their template of unpleasantness from? Let's do that again. Kids absolutely are unpleasant and unfun to be around with us sometimes. And we deserve to have kids that are. But where did they get their template for unpleasantness from? Who are they learning life from? It's us. It's us parents. And I want you to be thinking about this. My question to you is, how pleasant are you to be around? How much do people like to be around you? And are, in fact, the very thing that you are criticizing and engaging your kid on is something that is such a negative and a denigrating thing that it bothers you? What if you're the one who's teaching them? What if? I'm not blaming you, trust me. But as leaders in our households, we carry within ourselves the responsibility to take acknowledgement of the fact that in many cases we produce the bad results we hate. If you don't know, say, well, I don't know if I'm unpleasant or not. Ask your kid. We're talking with no retribution, with no possible punishment. With the acceptance that they're really angry at you, they might really drop a bomb on you. Ask your kid. I'm serious. Go ask them if you're unpleasant to be around. You may have to describe to your little kids what unpleasant means. But the reality comes down to this. We may need to do some major overhauling in our life. Or maybe just some tweaking. Possibly you may need to look and see and take a look at how you're seeing your kid. Years ago, when my son was first born, he cried a lot. And I began to develop this mentality that he was a whiny kid. I began to see him as a whiny butt. I began to see him as my more sensitive kid who was going to grow up and just whine more. We went through that for several weeks, finally took him into his doctor for his checkup, and I remember that that doctor stuck that little, what is it, the otoscope, I can't remember what it's called, but the ear, what goes in their ear, and they stuck that sucker in that ear, and he looked, and I remember that he recoiled in disgust and gasped a little bit and said, "Wow, that little boy's got an ear infection." He said, "I bet he's had it a long time." And I began to realize that I was beginning to see my kid as something he was not. Sometimes if we're not careful, we see our kids as several things. We see them as nuisances, pestering us all the time when we're trying to get work done. We see them as a problem, not as a person anymore. We see them as a problem. The reality is we treat a problem way different than we would ever treat a person. Maybe we see them as a fighter, as somebody who belligerently resists us in every single thing that we do. Maybe we see them as whiny. And the reality is, it absolutely can be a lot of those individual things. I'm not saying that they often don't carry some of the traits of these things we discussed. But the Family Podcast Network was designed to help us identify those issues, those situations, those things that trip us up and get us messed up and cause us to not be what we want to be. And it helps us either make our major overhaul or make our tweaks. You know what the number one enemy to great parenting is? It's not bad parenting. Most people say it's bad parenting or horrible parenting. It's not. The number one greatest enemy of great parenting is really good parenting. It's that parenting where you do just enough to feel really good about the situations that you did or the fact that you're contributing to the household by, you know, getting, you know, a job and paying for meals and bills and electricity or whatever else that you know in your mind. You know in your heart, I'm a good parent. It's fine. But are you a great one? And I'm not talking Zen master, going to go sit on your hill and meditate for 5 days straight without eating food about parenting. And I am not talking about you walk in and you lay down your Gandalf staff and everybody falls into line, the, you know, like a little orakai and just fall at your command. I'm not talking about that. Yes, I did just use a Lord of the Rings reference there, if y'all heard that. But is your good parenting preventing you from being a great parent? You see, FPN, Family Podcast Network, was designed to give you tons of ways to improve that relationship, to move you from good to the great. And I'm going to put some links to some shows today about that way we're seeing our kid. It's one of the greatest places to start. It's how do we see our kids? What do we see them as? What kind of person do we see them becoming and being? When we're honest with ourselves, what do we see? Some of you may be saying, "Yeah, Trey, but the chaos and the junk that makes my life suck to be around, you know, during the summer, it really isn't about my relationship with them. It's the relationship with their siblings. They drive each other bonkers. They're always yelling and screaming and poking and pushing and prodding and ain't on my side. Oh, on my side. I hate you, you dirty head." And they just, sorry, I just got the opportunity to say duty head on the air. Love it. But you may be saying, "Hey, Trey, this is more of the issue. This is more of the problem that we have." And some of you guys, that y'all question whether or not, should a kid fight this much? Should they be fighting and arguing amongst each other this much? I want to be clear, some conflict with any other person that you spend a lot of time with absolutely is probable. When you spend a lot of time with somebody, it's just pretty daggum likely that you're going to run into situations and experiences where you were going to fight and argue. But what I'm trying to say today is the fighting is not necessary. I'm going to link a few shows to you guys today as well. These are just good places to start. How are we seeing our kid? How are we viewing them? Do we see them as a problem, as a pest, as a bother, as a turd, as little delinquents or belligerents or whatever else we see them as? What do we see them as? And combined with that, we're going to put some topics in here on how we work with siblings. How do we coax good relationships out of siblings? What if they really could actually get along? How do we teach our kiddos to fight fairly amongst each other? And hey, what do you do if you just got a mean sibling? Not you personally, but what if you have a son and a daughter that are just mean to each other? What do you do? Ain't no problem. We got an answer for those. We've got some shows we'll link you in here today that'll get you a little bit further and take you one step. So make sure you jump over to thefamilypodcast.com and check that out. Well, guys, it's a short show today, but I think it needs to be quick and simple. I almost didn't devote an entire show to this, but I think it had to be. Well, guys, I encourage you to don't forget, you can always check out the show in other places. If you've been listening on the website, don't forget there's several other places to do it. If you've been listening on just, the iTunes app or something like that, go check out Stitcher.com, one of my favorite places. I've been using them for a very long time, and I love those guys. Go check out Stitcher. You can find my show there and get it downloaded. Guys, I sure do appreciate y'all. I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. Don't forget to come check us out this Friday, where Jeff and I will hook back up together and do another show of the Real Family Guys podcast, where we talk a little bit about education and experience coming together, and we talk about this parenting thing that we call life. Come check us out this Friday. Guys, hope you have a great day and a great week, and we'll see y'all this Friday.